One of the things that strikes me about Mark's gospel is how many healings there are in his gospel. And it just says things like Jesus healed many. I mean, that's hundreds of people, and we've got no idea what those individual stories are. But every single one of those stories is there for us to build our faith. So Neil put that big list up at the start. Whatever it is that's going on in our lives, whether it's something where we might be afflicted, whether it's something physical, whether it's your Achilles tendon, whether it's something else that's going on, all of those stories are stories of how Jesus has healed us in Mark's gospel. So let's allow those miracles, let's allow what we've heard from Neil today to build our faith and to respond in faith to what the Lord has for us. So let's hear from Ben and then from JP, and then we'll go on to the next thing. Ben.
Thank you. Right, my word was from Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The sense I got was that without hope, we are nothing. But God gives us that hope, and God gives us that supernatural strength to go forth. Amen.
As we were worshiping earlier, I was just reminded of Psalm 62, and I felt maybe the Lord wants to speak to us through it. It says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. My hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." And then it says, "Trust in him at all times, O people." And it says how men are but a breath and a delusion, and we shouldn't set our hopes on them, but set our hope in the Lord. And yeah, simple sense, simple reminder, invitation from the Lord to renew our trust in him.
For some of us, the Lord is making an invitation to us today. For some of us, that invitation is maybe what Hugh's word was to us earlier on, stripping back everything that we've got and allowing the Lord to lay us bare and to respond to his word. So if you'd like to come forward for healing, I'm just going to invite the prayer team maybe to come up and be available on the right-hand side as we sing this first song. Come up, don't wait, come up and get prayer. That could be physical healing, that could be spiritual healing, it could be healing from some torment or affliction that you're going after, that you've been experiencing, or it could be the Lord is touching you and showing you something today, a lack of faith or maybe some sin in your life or something else the Lord's been touching you about today. Jesus wants to restore us, Jesus wants to heal us. And we just need to ask him, and we just need to believe that that's what he has for us today. So allow the Holy Spirit to touch you and speak to you today as we come back into worship. And don't wait, respond to the Lord. Jamie.